It's been a little over a week since an article posted to Facebook by Anchorage Assemblymember Amy Dembosky spilled into a controversy during a meeting. Dembosky also hosts a conservative talk radio show, and both over air and in a written op-ed, she's denied she owes an apology to an Alaska resident implicated as being part of a militant Islamic group in material she's publicly shared. Now, as Alaska Public Media's Zachariah Hughes reports, she's receiving violent, sexist threats.
Dembosky is no stranger to controversy, but even she's been alarmed by the surge of messages directed at her.
Over the last week, the level of vitriol has absolutely intensified.
Dembosky says dealing with criticism and negative attention is part of holding public office, but this has gone beyond that. She tried poking fun on a recent show, having her producer read aloud some of the nastier remarks posted to Facebook.
It's time for Fan Mail Friday here on the Amy Dembosky Show. Dearest Amy, you are a pathetic racist. Take out your gun and put it in your mouth and blow your worthless brains out.
Dembosky shared screen grabs and texts of more explicit messages, some of which are overtly misogynistic. She says most are from men. Since November, Dembosky has filed 2 police reports about harassing behavior and perceived threats to her safety, both of them prior to last week's controversy. According to the Anchorage Police Department, because the messages lack specific threats, they'll remain on file without any further action taken. Altogether, Dembosky says she's modified her behavior and altered some security measures, but isn't letting the threatening messages take over her life.
I take them very seriously, especially when people are saying that I should blow my brains out. And they're saying they're going to come to my house and burn flags. You know, I take them seriously.
Other members of the assembly and senior officials at the mayor's office say that while they've gotten comments in the past, they've never received serious threats. Dembosky says that when conservative callers or commentators begin crossing lines, she urges restraint and would like to see folks on the other side of the political spectrum do the same thing.
Whether you're a Republican, whether you're a Democrat, or anywhere in between, when you can police people that think like you, you know, maybe support your positions, when you can help police your own, I think it's more effective.
Dembosky says she believes the national political climate is playing a role in local events, with some messages referencing her support for President-elect Donald Trump. In Anchorage, I'm Zachariah Hughes,